Many men, after having a family, decide on vasectomy as a means of contraception. The technique has changed over the years and has become less painful and traumatic, with fewer postoperative complications. However, men have been advised to consider vasectomy as an irreversible procedure, and despite surgical reversal, the success rates are poor. However, a new approach has been introduced recently that purports to be reversible, and I'm pleased to introduce Dr. Neil Pollock, who is BC's largest provider of no-scalpel, no-needle vasectomies. He treats people from all over British Columbia. He's a clinical instructor at the University of British Columbia Medical School, and he is co-founder and head of the Scientific Advisory Board for Shepherd Medical Company, developer of the IntraVas device. Good afternoon.
Hello, Barry. Good to be here.
Glad to have you on the air. And I'd like to ask you, first off, how many vasectomies are done each year in Canada?
Well, there's about 50,000 vasectomies per year in Canada and about 500,000 in the U.S. a year.
And in your practice, how many surgeries have you done on a yearly basis?
In my practice, Barry, I see almost 2,000 surgeries a year in vasectomy, and about 2,500 in infant circumcision. And my entire practice is focused on the provision of just those two procedures.
Now, what has been the evolution of the procedure?
Well, you know, Barry, vasectomy came about 100 years ago. And at that time, and since then, for many decades, two incisions were made in the scrotum. Surgeons often used a towel clamp to blindly introduce into the scrotum and try to grab the vas. You know, in about the 80s, the scalpel technique was introduced, which originated in China in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And this was a way of doing the entire surgery through a 2-millimeter puncture and bringing the vas to the surface just under the skin where it could be easily accessed. And studies over time showed that using this no-scalpel approach and doing the surgery in this minimally invasive way had a significantly lower complication rate. You know, later in the 2000s, early 2000s, mid-2000s, we developed the no-needle approach. Now many of us use no scalpel, no needle. And that's, in my opinion, further improved the procedure and reduced men's anxiety a little more about having the surgery done. And, you know, of course, the key thing is the provider's experience, because no matter what technique you use, you know, doing you know, a few thousand procedures a year will give the practitioner, you know, a huge amount of experience. And for example, Barry, in my practice, when I started doing vasectomy, it would take us 30 minutes plus to do a surgery.
Right.
Now we can complete it in 6 to 7 minutes. And with that reduction in time, we've seen a significant reduction in complication rates.
Sure.
As well.
Now, there have been certain people demanding that, or at least asking about reversibility of the procedure, and I think that's what now is something that you've just introduced, is that not?
Well, you know, now we're stepping to a completely new concept area, and that's actually moving from, you know, the no-scalpel, no-needle vasectomy, moving into a device that I've been co-developing that's called the IntraVas device. And this device, Barry, is came about through myself and another few colleagues dreaming about where the next step mm-hmm. was going to be in male contraception. So we've come up with these two tiny plugs, which are inserted into each vas deferens, which is the tube that carries sperm mm-hmm. from the testicle out through the penis. And we insert into each tube two tiny plugs. They're made of silicone, and they block sperm transport. And they're put in through tiny pinpoint opening in the vas, in the tube itself, which closes and heals And the beauty of this is that in our we've had this device in rats, primates, and 7 sets of human studies. And we've been able to demonstrate that the device works as well as vasectomy, and that in the primate studies, it was 100% reversible. In other words, we could go back and using another pinpoint opening in the vas, mm-hmm. rather than cutting and burning or tying it all up with the intention of making it permanently irreversible, we go back, make a pinpoint opening, remove the plugs, and the tube is still intact. And so our intention is to validate that, in fact, this device would be 100% reversible or close to it in humans as well. You know, right now we're carrying out a 4-center trial in the United States to further validate the effectiveness of the device and demonstrate its complication profile relative to vasectomy. And this is through an NIH-sponsored grant of $1.4 million U.S. dollars and under FDA-approved conditions.
Now, up to now, what has been the efficacy of the procedure? Is it 100% effective in preventing pregnancy?
Well, you know, nothing, Barry, is 100% effective. Right. And, you know, even vasectomy rates vary depending on the provider. So there's always a failure rate. And, you know, of course, probably the more experienced the provider, the more effective the occlusion or blocking technique that provider has learned, the better the outcome. Mm-hmm. And what we'd say is that our preliminary results have shown the device to be as effective as vasectomy. Okay. And this next study will be important in giving us a further validation of what the success rates are relative to vasectomy.
Now, when do you expect the results of those studies to be available?
Well, we're following these men now, and we'll hopefully have the 90 men that we've planned on implanted in the U.S. in 4 cities, hopefully within the next 3 months or so. And then we'll be following them for about a year, following their semen analyses and trying to determine if there's any sperm in their semen. And the success will be determined by having no sperm in the semen and demonstrating that the device was effective in blocking the sperm movement.
Now, for the benefit of our listeners, where can they get more information about no-scalpel vasectomies? And also, if they want to look up a bit more about the research that's being done with regards to the Intravas device, is there any website that they can go to get more information about that?
Sure. There's a lot of information, articles, videos on my website, which is www.pollockclinics.com, which is pollockclinics.com. And through that, they'll be able to access even a video of the no scalpel, no needle vasectomy, information on Shepherd, which is the company putting the trials together. They'll be able to get information on the device. And if people want further information, we can even connect them with the device, with the trial coordinators to give them more detailed information on the device and the trials themselves.
Well, Dr. Pollock, I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us about this new procedure. And I look forward to probably having you back on the air once the trials are done to see how things have gone.
Well, thank you for having me, Barry. Pleasure talking to you. And we should probably have start getting preliminary results back, even you know, in the first quarter of 07. We'll have some, I expect, some increasing results back. So, yeah, I would look forward to talking to you in the future.
That's excellent. And I wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Same to you. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and a Happy New Year.
Thanks a lot.
All the best.
All the best.